Thank you so much for tuning in to Rock Talk with Jackie Neal. On this episode, we are talking to literally the one and only iconic, legendary David Crosby. He has out now his first ever live album, and at 81, he's still pretty much blowing and going.
Hey, Jackie.
Hey, David. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, and I know we don't have much of it, so let's just dive in talking about the new album.
Idea.
It's David Crosby and the Lighthouse Band. Now, this is from the Capitol Theater in 2018, the final night of that tour, and you've released a couple of singles, Your Guinevere, and then also 1974. I agree with Peter Shapiro. Man, you crush it. Your voice is just as beautiful as ever.
Oh, man, thank you. That's very kind of you. I had a really good night. We had a really good night. It was the end of a tour, man, you know, and it was one of those nights that you all the chemistry happens right. Everybody feels good, and you can see it on our faces. We were having a really good time.
And the recording is just, the production and everything, the music is just pristine. It is so crisp and so clear.
Thank you, man.
And the harmonies, your Lighthouse Band, it's really takes us back to the Crosby, Stills, and Nash days. The harmonies are gorgeous.
Yeah, well, it's those two girls. They are... Man, they just cut like two mariachi trumpets. I couldn't believe how good they are. And then Michael is sneaky. The sneakiest note in a chord will be Michael every time. But we can pretty dependably sing four-part stuff, which is unusual.
I think it's Becca Stevens' voice that has so many qualities reminiscent of Joni.
Yeah. Becca's a really good writer, which, of course, is a Joni quality. Becca's got a different voice than Joni does, but she's very, very good writer, singer, player. They both are. Michelle is a fantastic keyboard player and writer. They're both really, really talented women. I'm lucky to get to work with them.
Well, and Becca, I guess what reminded me of Joni was those lilting high notes.
Yeah, she can do it.
Yes, she can. And your voice, you've still got that gorgeous tone and timbre with the strength and passion and comfort all at once that is your voice. It is just magnificent.
Still able to sing, which is kind of a gift.
Well, and I watched Remember My Name, Cameron Crowe's 2019 documentary, and you said that that was your goodbye. And then here we are almost 5 years later now with this album, your first live album, adding to your legacy. And you also said in that documentary that you toured to pay the mortgage. And I just thought that was so heart-wrenching to hear, given that you're one of the most overused word, but totally fits where you're concerned. Just an iconic artist and one of the most iconic voices in the world. But since then, you've stopped touring and you've sold your catalog. So can we talk about that?
Well, I had two ways of making a living, right? Touring and records. So along comes streaming and all of a sudden I don't make anything off the records anymore. They don't pay us jack shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's really not so good. But I thought, well, I should be grateful that I can still go out and play live and pay the rent and take care of my family. Along comes COVID, and I can't go out and play live.
Right.
So that's why I sold my catalog to Irving, because I got shot down, man. There wasn't, you know, work to be had. Now, I could go out and work now, but I'm 81 years old now, and I don't have the strength.
Well, touring at any age is grueling and just an energy sucker.
It's a bitch. It beats you up.
It does. And then did I read that you also have tendonitis in your hand, so guitar playing is really painful now?
Yeah, pretty badly. And yeah, they just don't work as well anymore, so I can't really play. If I did play live, I'd need to have somebody else play my part.
My brother John, he's a big fan, and he wanted to know if there's one guitar that you owned that was either stolen, lost, given away, traded, or just disappeared that you wish you still had.
Yep. Yes, indeed. I can think of a herringbone D-28, a 1939 herringbone D-28 that got out of my hands in the wrong.
What happened?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh. Okay. In looking back, you've had such a long career and such a storied career. What are some of the best things looking back? I know there's been a lot that is not fun to remember. What are a couple of the things that you want us to know that are just great memories for you and your vast career?
I think some of the best memories, you know, aside from the memory of standing in front of an audience that you've managed to make happy, that's a wonderful, wonderful feeling every time. But I think I can think of a lot of moments where we would stand in front of the speakers in a studio and for the first time hear a new record that were pretty glorious.
And so on the new album, your first live album, what are your favorite songs on this album?
My favorite is, I can't really say. I can't pick a favorite, man. There's so many on there that I love, I just can't pick them. Maybe Guinevere. It was really pretty outstanding.
At home, are you still making music there?
Yes, sir. I'm two songs into a new record with my son James, and three songs into another Lighthouse record.
Also, in watching that documentary, I also watch Laurel Canyon, and, you know, they seem to be some blended elements, but of course some is going to overlap, but kind of opposite ends of the spectrum as far as perspective. And watching your wife, Jan, talking about you going out on the road in Remember My Name, that was so difficult to watch because you could tell that it just took everything she could to say goodbye to you every time you went out. And when you saw that in the documentary, did you know that she had those feelings?
No, it's a thing that all touring musicians struggle with, you know. Some of the time we take our families on the road. I did it many, many times. Some of the times it's just not practical and it's tough. But it's also, a gift that we get to go out and do it at all.
Especially in recent years, you've always been just not pulling any punches. And I love your honesty. And you've had a lot of soul bearing in your journey. I mean, you've revealed so much. But is there something left that we don't know about you that you want us to know before it really is goodbye?
I think what you need to struggle to wrap yourself around, man, is how magnificent I am. You know, it's tough. It's tough when you try to wrap yourself in. I'm joking here, man. You're supposed to laugh.
I did, but I didn't want.
You're
I have
good.
A very strong laugh, and I didn't want to overpower what you're saying.
You know, I mean, I think you've got it figured out.
It is funny, but it is true. There's not many people that can say they've accomplished what you have. And I mean, what do you, besides your music, what is one thought that you want to leave with people?
Jimmy, I don't know. Be kind to everybody. Much as you possibly can.
And we will do that. David Crosby, thank you so much for joining us. David Crosby and the Lighthouse Band, your first live album. Thank you so much for taking time, sir.
Thanks, man.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Rock Talk with Jackie Neal. Feel free to like, subscribe, share, and leave us a review.